Andersonville enhances more of Sullivan. All right, so they're launching. They launched this morning. I was told at the, I was just at the pharmacy, and they said they're going to be launching again at 3. But I also know that they're definitely launching the balloons again this afternoon at 5, from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Don't miss the hot air balloons in Jeffersonville today. And so I'm just full of news. There's something else coming up this afternoon right here on WJFF. We're debuting a new program at 4 o'clock right after Now and Then. Stay tuned for the Janice Adams Show. So this is an Emmy Award-winning journalist, author, and historian, Janice Adams. He's got a conversational take on the most pressing issues of our day. That's this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday. Visit them online, westerncalicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program features the newest, the latest music from two of my favorite singer-songwriters, Sting and Leonard Cohen. That's such a recognizable voice. Of course, you recognize the voice of Sting. That album is called The Dream of the Blue Turtles, and it was released in 1985. And that was Sting's very first solo recording after he left the Police. Well, tomorrow, October the 2nd, is Sting's birthday. He was born in 1951, which makes him a very youthful 65 years old. So, how do you find out about new music? How do you keep track of what's going on in the world today? You know, the radio used to be the biggest source of people hearing and finding out about new music. It was the major distribution point for music. But, you know, there's so many other ways that people learn about things. And honestly, one of the things that I am so happy about being able to broadcast this program to you is that I get to choose the music that you listen to. Because honestly, most of the time I turn on the radio and I'm not hearing the things that they could be playing. Like Sting is releasing a new album. It hasn't come out yet. It's due out November 11th, 2016. And on today's program, I happen to have obtained one song from his new album, which I'll be playing for you shortly in this program, so stay tuned. So Sting, yeah, happy birthday, Sting. He's always got his eyes open. He's looking around the world. He's such a fascinating composer and musician. He's so fluent in so many genres and styles. And it's kind of surprising because he started his career as a math teacher. And he was playing jazz gigs in the evening. And one time he came in wearing this black and yellow striped shirt. And I guess because he looked like some kind of wasp or an insect or a bee, he got the nickname Sting. And that stuck with him throughout his entire career. He was one of the first artists that I know of that started using a single name in their music career. So we know the story of the Police. And the Police had such an incredible ability to take Sting's songs and lift them up to a place of incredible virtuosity. Stuart Copeland on drums, Andy Summers on lead guitar, and Sting playing bass and singing simultaneously. The Police released their last album together, an album called Synchronicity, in 1983. And then 2 years later, Sting came out with the album that we just heard. We heard this song called We Work the Black Seam Together. And I wanted to play that song for a few reasons. One of the reasons is it's very typical that Sting deals with unusual subject matter for rock and roll and pop songs. That song is about coal miners. And it's a multi-level interpretations you could give to that song. It's talking about, you know, the difficulty of making a life as a coal miner in a small town, the harshness of that life. It's also talking about nuclear energy and environmental degradation. So it's a fascinating look at the world through Sting's eyes. And when I first heard Sting's solo album, Of all the musicians that he recorded with, that he could have picked for his very first solo album, 1985, he picked some monster jazz musicians. The Dream of the Blue Turtles, Omar Hakim is playing drums, Daryl Jones is playing bass, Kenny Kirkland is on keyboards, and Branford Marsalis is playing soprano and tenor sax. So he goes from this incredibly rock-oriented band into the middle of these incredibly talented jazz musicians. And the Dream of the Blue Turtles has a wide variety of music on it. But the reason I picked that track was for two things, because of the subject matter and because of the way, in my mind, that sounds like the Police. The nature of the rhythm, the tempo, just the whole attitude of that song is very much like the Police. In fact, there's one song it really reminds me of, a song called Walking in Your Footsteps, which was from the Police's final album, Synchronicity, and it has to do with the disappearance of the dinosaurs and how we might be headed towards the same fate. So I want to play that track next, and that is a Police recording, and like I said, it was released in 1983. But then I discovered that there's another more recent recording. The Police did a world tour. They did a live concert in Buenos Aires in 2008, and the album is called Certifiable. And, of course, they do a live version of Walking in Your Footsteps. So let's listen to that now, and keep in mind that Sting writes this music. So he really determines what the band sounds like. This is from Certifiable. This is the Police, Walking in Your Footsteps, live. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, man, the Police live in Buenos Aires in 2008. That song is called Walking in Your Footsteps. Sting wrote that song. It was originally from the Police's Synchronicity album, which was their fifth and final studio album. And it's incredible to hear them do a tour like this and to step up and just be so polished. And what an amazing live performance. Really something special. So, as I said at the top of the show, Sting is coming out with a new album on November 11th, 2016. So, you know, I'm preparing, I'm doing a little of preparation to listen to the new album that Sting is coming out with. And I guess it's just like, you know, maybe you've had a chance to do some binge watching on Netflix, for instance. You see a show, it's had four seasons, right? And then the fifth season comes out. But you just can't dive right into the new stuff with kind of like doing a retrospective about what's just happened. So that's where I'm at today with Sting. The most recent thing that Sting did was an album called The Last Ship, which he also turned into a Broadway musical. The Last Ship was released in 2013, and we heard Sting's first solo album, The Dream of the Blue Turtles. The Last Ship is his 11th solo studio album. And one of the things about The Last Ship is it shows the incredible range of genres and the types of vocabulary, musical vocabulary that Sting is adept at. Because The Last Ship is quite a departure from the rock and roll persona of the Police. It's quite a departure from the jazzy persona that Sting does so well. The Last Ship is, it's based on his childhood. He was born in England in a town called Wallsend, where the shipyards were the main source of livelihood. And the shipyards close. The shipbuilding yards, the place where they build the ships, and that's where Sting grew up. So his album and his musical is called The Last Ship, in reference to the last ship being built in his town. So we're going to listen to the title track from The Last Ship. And then we're going to hear another song from the same production called The Night the Pugilist Learned How to Dance. Now, a pugilist is a boxer. He uses his fists. So they're both very unusual songs. The Last Ship, the musical, was premiered in the summer of 2014 at the Bank of America Theater in Chicago. And then it came to New York City on Broadway at the Neil Simon Theater, which is about as main Broadway as you can get. It received two Tony Award nominations in 2015, one for the Best Original Score and one for the Best Orchestrations. Sting actually appeared as one of the lead characters for a while when The Last Ship was running on Broadway. So let's listen to the incredible virtuosity and variety that Sting is such a master composer. We'll listen to the title track called The Last Ship, and then one more time, The Night the Pugilist Learned How to Dance. This is Sting.
It's all there in the Gospels. The Magdalene girl comes to pay her respects, but her mind is a whirl when she finds the tomb empty. The stone had been rolled, not a sign of a corpse. In the dark and the cold, when she reaches the door, sees an unholy sight. There's this solitary figure in a halo of light. He just carries on floating past Calvary Hill in an almighty hurry. Aye, but you might catch him still. Tell me, where are you gone, Lord, and why in such haste? I don't hinder me, woman, I've no time to waste. Or they're launching a boat on the morrow at noon, and I have to be there before daybreak. Oh, I canna be missing.
The lads will expect me. Why else would the good Lord himself resurrect me? For nothing will stop me. I have to prevail. Through the teeth of this tempest, in the mouth of a gale, may the angels protect me if all else should fail. And the last ship sails, or the roar of the chains and the cracking of timbers, the noise at the end of the world in your ears, as a mountain of steel makes its way to the sea, and the last ship sails. It's a strange kind of beauty, it's cold and austere, and whatever it was that you've done to be here, it's the sum of your hopes, your despairs and your fears, when the last ship sails. Well, the first to arrive saw these signs in the east, like that strange moving finger at Balthazar's feast, where they asked the advice of some wandering priest, and the sad ghosts of men whom they thought long deceased, and whatever got said they'd be counted at least, when the last ship sails. Oh, the roar of the chains and the cracking of timbers, the noise at the end of the world in your ears, as a mountain of steel makes its way to the sea, and the last ship sails. And whatever you promised, whatever you've done, and whatever the station in life you become, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and whatever the weave of this life that you've spun, on the earth or in heaven or under the sun, when the last ship sails. In the streets around here, there was nobody tougher than me. I was quick with me fists and fast with me footwork, as you can plainly see. But while fighting was useful for getting your way among the toughs of the town, well, you could all swear there had to be something that was better than this. I was 15 years old and I'd never been kissed. Well, of course she'd ignore me. Our friends would all sneer at me bloody nose dripping and me cauliflower ear. For it's hard to convince in a romantic pose with a lovely black eye and a broken nose, where a girl is attracted to skills more refined than the pugilist's art. And so I inclined to take myself serious as a modern romancer, and I secretly learned all the moves of a dancer. You swing to the left, you swing to the right, keep your eyes on your partner, more or less like a fight. You just follow the rhythm and you keep to the beat. The important thing's never to look at your feet. Then a miracle happens, your mind's in a trance, though the strategy's subtle. Retreat in advance, it's all about attitude, all in your stance. Attention to detail, leaving nothing to chance, which explains how the pugilist finally learned how to dance. Well, I'd waltz with a broomstick, and if I was caught, I'd pretend I was sweeping or practicing sport. But I really had eyes for your mother, you see, wanting her to acknowledge this new version of me. But now everyone's watching, expect then I'll fail. But there's fire in me belly, there's wind in me sails. I knew I was risky and I was taking a chance. I couldn't retreat now, I had to advance. So I swing to the left, I swing to the right. Keep me eyes on me partner like I wouldn't a fight. I just keep to the rhythm and follow the beat. The important thing's never to look at your feet. But a miracle's happened and your mind's in a trance. They're all laughing and cheering and looking askance. On the night that the pugilist finally learned how to dance. It's a 3-minute round and you're back in your corner. You're licking your wounds just like little Jack Horner. Don't let your guard down, try a jab with your right, or you're losing on points by the end of the night. Then a miracle happens and everyone's screaming. You're pinching yourself just in case you're still dreaming. You've taken the initiative, you've taken your chance. It's the night when this pugilist finally learned how to dance. About where the strategist's bridges were burnt, where it seemed that his fortune had suddenly turned. 'Twas the night that the scrapper was suddenly dapper, and this poor fellow's heart was still going like the clappers. The night that the pugilist finally learned how to dance.
Sting, we just heard two songs from his Broadway musical, The Last Ship. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we're featuring two new songs from two of my favorite singer-songwriters. Sting is releasing a new album on November the 11th in 2016. And he's pre-released one song from the album called I Can't Stop Thinking About You. We're about to listen to that song. So, you know, I started out the program asking, you know, how do you find out about new music? And, you know, the radio used to be the big way. You'd be in your car, you'd be at home. Radio was everywhere. Well, I love WJFF, but it might be one of the few stations that I still listen to anymore. There's just so many alternative sources for music, for finding out about new music. And there's basically two ways that new music comes to my attention. Now, this is not a plug for Amazon, but Amazon regularly sends me out emails when different artists that I've purchased music from in the past from Amazon are about to release a new album. Then sure enough, I get an email saying, hey, did you know Leonard Cohen is about to release a new album? And for me, that's one of the major ways that I keep track with what's going on. You know, did you know that Van Morrison released a new album in August of 2016? It's called Keep Me Singing. We're going to be listening to that in the next week or two for sure. So anyway, back to Sting and his latest recording. The way I found about Sting's new album is I was watching one of my favorite TV shows, The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. So it seems like, you know, the internet and YouTube is the main source of new music. And then late night TV is one of the few sources of getting to hear the newest live performances by musicians. And on September the 28th, Sting came on The Tonight Show and he performed a song from his latest album and he talked about it. So when I heard the new music, I was just, he's gone back to, he sounds so much like the Police. This song we're about to hear, it sounds like, you know, Don't Stand So Close to Me. It sounds like early Police. And so he's got, like I said, he's got the ability to compose music in such a wide variety of genres. The Last Ship is not rock and roll. It's not pop. It's not folk. It's theater music. And it's really well done theater music. And then for him to turn on a dime after doing a musical and then coming out with a new album called 59th and 7th. That's the new album. And the cover of the new album is Sting standing on the sidewalk on 7th Avenue in New York City, him standing on the street corner about to cross the street with a guitar or a bass strapped onto his back. In his silhouette, he looks like a young man, all lean and athletic looking. And yet his face holds the story of his years. Sting's birthday is tomorrow, October the 2nd, so happy birthday, Sting. He's turning 65 years old, and he is really representing well. Let's listen to this song. It's called I Can't Stop Thinking About You. And he performed this song live on The Tonight Show, and it was a virtuoso performance. It was flawless. It was pretty amazing. Tell me what you think. Here we go. Sting. Can't stop thinking about you. So that's the definition of the now part of Now and Then. That's the newest release from Sting. And do you hear the police? Oh my God. It could be the way that rhythm just drives forward, dun 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 dun. You know, it's got such a signature Police sound, and that's really Sting's ability to craft a song. He makes it sound so easy. I mean, I think that song is just so infectious. What an incredible energy. And the youthfulness of his voice. His voice is ageless. You know, you might see the maturity of his face, but his voice, when you listen to that track next to the stuff from the early 80s, you really don't hear his voice deteriorating or aging in any way. He's an amazing performer. A fabulous singer-songwriter, Sting's new album, 59th and 7th. When it comes out in early November, you don't worry. You'll be listening to it right here on Now and Then. So, you know, Sting is 65 years old tomorrow. And, you know, it's all relative. You know, how old are you? Does that sound old to you? Or is that, you know, does that sound reasonable? Would you date someone at 65? Well, there's another singer-songwriter who has defied the definition of his age. 82 years old, Leonard Cohen, born on September the 21st in 1934. He's a Canadian. And he's also releasing a new album. There's all kinds of new music coming out this time of year. His new album is called You Want It Darker. Oh my God, that's such a Leonard Cohen phrase. His new album is coming out on October the 21st, 2016. And don't worry, you can hear it here on Now and Then as soon as I get my hands on it. He's such an inspiring musician. He didn't start out as a musician. He already, as a young man, he had a modest trust fund, which allowed him to spend his time pursuing his art, which was actually a novelist. Before Leonard Cohen moved to Greenwich Village and began singing and playing the guitar, he had already published internationally acclaimed novels and books of poetry. He isolated himself and was living on a Greek island before his move to Greenwich Village. Talk about bouncing from one extreme to another. And just as Sting has a wonderful complexity to the subject matter of his songs, he covers love, but he covers society and the world at large. Leonard Cohen has the ability to also speak in beautiful poetic terms about politics. He can also speak in the most intimate terms of poetry imaginable, and has grown as a songwriter. Leonard Cohen started releasing music back in the 60s, but from my perspective, I loved his songs, but I didn't like the way that he was produced. It never seemed to exactly suit the music, the production, and the musicians and the nature of the songs. But when he released an album called 10 New Songs in 2001, produced by a woman named Sharon Robinson, I think that he hit a certain stride. He found a certain type of voice that musically just reinforces the beauty of his melody and brings the authenticity home. So we're going to be listening to some songs by Leonard Cohen, all of them from the 2000s. I wanted to start with a live performance. He did a world tour in 2008. This concert was recorded live in London in July of 2008. And with the presidential elections coming up, and everybody is obsessed, we can't talk about anything else. I thought it would be great to hear this song from Leonard Cohen. Democracy is coming to the USA. Leonard Cohen.
I'm sentimental, if you know what I mean. I love the country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right. I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. But I'm stubborn as those garbage bags that time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA. It's coming through a hole in the air from those nights in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA. It's coming through a crack in the wall on a visionary flood of alcohol. From the staggering account of the Sermon on the Mount, which I don't pretend to understand at all. It's coming from the silence on the dock of the bay, from the brave, the bold, the battered heart of Chevrolet. Democracy is coming to the USA. It's coming from the sorrow in the street, the holy places where the races meet. From the homicidal bitching that goes down in every kitchen to determine who will serve and who will eat. From the wells of disappointment where the women kneel to pray for the grace of God in the desert here and the desert far away. Democracy is coming to the USA. Solo on the love heart.
Sail on, sail on, almighty ship of state, to the shores of need, past the reefs of greed, through the swaths of hate. Sail on, sail.
To America first, the cradle of the best and of the worst. It's here they've got the reins of machinery for change, and it's here they've got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family's broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way.
Democracy is coming to the USA.
It's coming from the women and the men. Oh, darling, we'll be making love again. We'll be going down so deep the river's gonna weep and the mountain's gonna shout amen. It's coming like the tidal flood beneath the lunar sway, imperial, mysterious, in amorous array. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Swans of hate. Sail on, sail on.
well, if you know what I mean. I love the country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right, I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. But I'm stubborn as those garbage bags that time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA. To the USA. Rafael Bernardo Gayol on the drums.
My Babylon.
not know and I could not see. Who was waiting there? Who was hunting me? By the river's dark.
Leonard Cohen. That's from his album called 10 New Songs from 2001, produced by Sharon Robinson. And so, By the River's Dark, Leonard Cohen's newest album, will be released on October the 21st, 2016. And it's called You Want It Darker. And I've gotten a copy of the title track as a pre-release to his album. So let's listen to the idea of beauty and darkness and all of the amazing poetry that Leonard Cohen seems to write as a fountain of youth in his 82nd year. All right, so You Want It Darker. This is from Leonard Cohen's new album.
Dealer, I'm out of the game. If you are the healer, means I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, then mine must be the shame. You want it darker, we kill the flame. Magnified, sanctified be thy holy name. Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker. Hey, nanny, nanny. I'm ready, my lord. There's a lover in the story, but the story's still the same. There's a lullaby for suffering and a paradox to blame. But it's written in the scriptures and it's not some idle claim. You want it darker, we kill the flame. They're lining up the prisoners and the guards are taking aim. I struggled with some demons, they were middle class and tame. I didn't know I had permission to murder and to maim. You want it darker? Hey, nanny, nanny, I'm ready, my lord. Thank you.
the title track to his newest album, You Want It Darker. I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today, the newest music from Sting and Leonard Cohen. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Report.